Masirtut relating to Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, and Tefillin. I wanted to just share a few very important halachas in the Rambam that really reflect hashkafa on all of these inyanim relating to Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah, and the words speak for themselves. Interesting that the Rambam has all three folded together in Hilchos, Sefer Av, of course, of the Yad. So he has the first four prakim are tefillin, and then perek hay and perek vav is mezuzah, and then perek zayin through the end, which is the tenth perek, the last four prakim are sefer Torah. Interesting stam to know that we know that in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tefillin is in Aruch Chaim, and sefer Torah and mezuzah are in Yerideya, but the order is reversed. First Hilchos Sefer Torah, followed by Hilchos Mezuzah. And the Rambam had it differently. The Rambam has tefillin first, then mezuzah, then sefer Torah. So we'll go the order of the Rambam and just share selected portions of the Rambam, excerpts from the Rambam. The Rambam oftentimes, when he comes to the end of a series of halachas, he gives you a little bit of a message, a takeaway message. And the Rambam does it, even though here it's all together, but when he's coming to the end of Hilchos Tefillin, of the fourth, of the seven, of the tenth prakim, that's Hilchos Tefillin ends at the end of Perek Dalet, he gives you a certain flavor of the mitzvah tefillin, and then he does something similar with mezuzah. Maybe we'll quote another halacha by mezuzah, and then toward the end of Hilchos Perek Yud, he has again a point about Sefer Torah. So the Rambam writes at the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchos, again, tefillin, mezuzah, Sefer Torah. So the very last halacha, he talks about the inyan of why. And talks about made. But right before that, in Halacha Chafei, Dalet Chafei, the words are so profound and so beautifully crafted by the Rambam. I want to read them for you and then discuss a little bit. Kedushas Tfilin, Kedusha Gedolahi. The Kedusha of Tefillin is very, very great sanctity. Shekozman shetefillin al rosho shel adam ve'al zroo. So long as a tefillin is on a person, tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad, who anav biyare, person wearing tefillin, it's impacted. The person is an anav, and he feels yira shemayim. Ve'eno nimshach b'schok or b'sicha b'teila. He's not drawn after idle chatter. Ve'enu mahar machshavos ros. He's not thinking bad, improper thoughts. Ela mefane libo lidivrei ha'emes v'hatzedek. Rather, naturally, a person's mind and heart are focused on inyanim of seichel, divrei emes v'hatzedek. Ofichach tzarech adam lishtadel liyosen alav kol hayom. That's the idea of why we say the ideal is, of course, we don't practice this, most of us, because of the Yanim of Gufnaki and the like, but you know, already in Yerushalayim, you see, there are people, Nebetzal, I think even is one of those, but in the Old City especially, you see people wearing tefillin all day long. That's what the Rambam paskins here. But the idea is connected to what he starts with, that the impact of tefillin on a person is that the person is uplifted and naturally becomes more kadosh and more spiritual. So first of all, the mark of the Rambam, where does the Rambam get this idea? There's a famous Rabbein Maharetz Chias in Brachis that thinks that the Rambam's marker is a Gemara in the beginning of the fifth parak in Parak Ein Omdim. The Gemara tells a story that Rabba was seen by Abaye as being a little bit lightheaded, so to speak. Abaye habi Yosef kamei de Rabba chazi David kabadach tuva. He seemed, I wouldn't say the word lightheaded, but he seemed to be in a very good mood. So Amar v'gilu beradatsi. The pasuk says gilu beradatsi. Even as you feel gila, there has to be a balance of yira. And he responded, Amalei anot tefillin manachna. I'm wearing tefillin. So what's the pshat? So Rashi says, looked like he was not fully embracing Omachus Shemayim. That's how Rashi learns it. So Tefillin Manachna Vehem Edus Shememshelis Koni Umishar So Olai. They're the Edus that I have my Omachus Shemayim. This is Rashi on Agamar. Ratz Chias wants to say,
that this Gemara is the Makkah for the Rambam. Mikan Yerali Shahutzi Aram Dvarav over here in Hilchas Tefillin. The Kozman Shatfillin Berosh Aladam Bausroa Hu Anav Yerushamayim Vamaforshim Lois Oru Al Makkah Mikan. The Amalei Haksib B'chol Etzav Yamos V'lama Badach Tuva Hu Maniach Tefillin, and therefore he's not going to be Nimshach B'schok Rak Hu Simcha Shal Mitzvah. This is a very interesting idea that the Rav Yeshaber, the Rav used to develop very much. I had a chance to write up some of the Rav's insights. It's all together in a maimer, my sefer called Birchas HaTefillin. We don't have time to go through the whole Shtikul Torah, but the Rav talked about the two brachas that we find. Lefi Nusach Ashkenaz, Lefi, not the Sfar, they make only one bracha. The Gaon also says you make only one bracha on both tefillin. But Rabbi Notam Shita, and that's what most B'nai Ashkenaz do, they make one bracha laniach on the Shal Yad, and they make a separate bracha of al mitzvah for the Shal Rosh. The Rav, in that connection, discussed this Rambam, and he explains that the inyan of the impact of the tefillin is most pronounced in the tefillin Shal Rosh, although the Shal Yad certainly contributes to it. But you might even argue that the kiyum of the Rambam of wearing tefillin all day perhaps is only achieved if you're wearing both tefillin, not the Shal Yad alone. But the idea being that the mitzvah of tefillin is meant to create that result in a person. And he calls that like the gavra is uplifted, achtaras hagavra. And that inyan to acknowledge that there's a chalos, if you will, on the person, that's what the second bracha that we say in the Shal Rosh is meant to convey. Just like we find by Bris Mila, that there's a bracha of Lachniso B'Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, separate from the bracha of the Birchas HaMitzvah Bala Mila, there's a bracha of Lachniso, which the Rav explained in his own way, not just Tama Birchas HaShevach, but the idea that there's a chalos, that the baby is Nichnas Libris, so he's a mahul, it's not the same person as before. So the tefillin creates the impact of the person, and the person is transformed, as the Rambam so beautifully describes. This also goes on to explain why we have this Sifin Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chafhei in Hilchos Tefillin that talks about how a person should have kavana when he puts on the tefillin, that it should remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles and how he has a koach in the Mamshala Balyonim B'Tachtonim. He should mishabit himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why do we say that Dafka for this mitzvah, and not many times does the Mechaber mention this idea of Yechavin b'machshavto. And particularly by tefillin, the reason could be because part of the kiyum mitzvah is not just the actual having the tefillin on you, not just putting them on, but to allow the tefillin to do their magic, so to speak, to be able to do the impact that the Rambam describes. So the more that we shtotsu, as it were, the more that we're able to mechavein, that this is what we want the tefillin to do for us, to elevate us, to make us more humble, to make us more yarei, to make us feel the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to feel focused on what we're davening, the more that the mitzvah itself is more b'shleimus. And that's why there's a dafkan inyan to say this, that you find in the Siddur, not just Yechavin, but maybe even to say it, because it's actually an enhancement in the Guf HaMitzvah. That's with the Rambam here regarding tefillin. Just turning to Mezuzah, there's two Rambams I want to mention in Hilchos Mezuzah that are relevant. Again, both of them very interesting. One is, what is the idea of Mezuzah? People typically like to associate it with Shmira. There are Midrashim of Chazal that do have that indication. The Rambam seems to play that down. So the Rambam writes, for example, in, this is again, Hey and Vav are Hilchos Mezuzah. So the Rambam says, in Perek Hey, Halacha Dalid, there are people who used to write in Shemos of other things, a Malachim or Psukim, in the Mezuzah, inside and the outside. He says that's a terrible thing. She'elu hatipshim, or they even do maybe in place of the parashiyos, elu hatipshim lo dailem shibitru hamitzvah, ela she'osin mitzvah gedola shehu yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'avaso ve'avodaso ki'ilu hikameya. They're reducing this mitzvah of yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and loving him and serving him like it's just a charm, la'hanoyas atzman. And so here, the Ketzer Mishnah points out that Rambam can't mean that there is an inyan of Shmira, because he brings different chazal that show that there's keicha de nintere, a gemara in Menachis. Kach tzarech lomed inachinami, ha mezuzah shomeres habayis. There's a famous story with Unkus Hagir like this, and there's other gemaras and midrashim that talk about the Shmira of mezuzah. But, says the Kesef Mishnah here, she inachinami, mezuzah shomeres habayis, kishi kesuba ketikna. First of all, it's not the malachim that names that are written in it. It's the mezuzah itself. The gam ina kavana ba'asiyasa lishmar abayis. El tzorach sheyichavim l'kai mitzvos ha-kadosh baruch hu. U'mele nimshach shetishmar habayis. There's another Rambam that tells you what he thinks mezuzah is really about. And that's the very end of Perek Vav, where he concludes the inyan of mezuzah. Discussion of mezuzah, and he writes as follows in Halacha Yud Gimel: Chay v'adam lizar b'mezuzah, b'nei sheichovas hakol tamid, v'kol eis sheikaneis v'yetzei. Whenever you go in and out, yifka v'yichud shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to meet up with the message of the mezuzah, amita shel Torah, as we'll be learning about. Yichud shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yizkor avaso. It's like this constant reminder of Avas Hashem. And notice how he goes on. V'yeyar mishinaso. It will be a wake-up call. The Ram uses such language as you remember by a shofar, right? V'yeyar mishinaso u'shigiyaso behavle hazman. Very reminiscent of the other Rambam in Hilchos Shofar. V'yeyda, and he will realize, she'ein sham davar ha'omed l'olam l'omi olamim elo yediyas sur ha'olam. The only thing that remains forever is yediyas Hashem. And it brings you back to an orientation to go in a normal path, a straight path. So it's an amazing idea that the Rambam is telling us that is what mezuzah is supposed to be. It's the sense of a constant reminder, a constant reinforcement of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you've been drifting away from it, and suddenly the mezuzah is there to bring you that awareness and to reinforce it and to bring you back to that sense of chizuk. You look for chizuk all the time. There it is, right there on mezuzah's beisach. The Ram goes on, he concludes by saying, Amr Chachamim, kom yishyesh lo tefillin b'rosho, back to tefillin, b'zrelo, b'tzitzis b'bigdal, u'mezuzah b'pischa, muchzik lo shelo yecheta. It's a chazakah that he won't sin. Shari yeshu maskirim rabim. All these things are ways of uman tiskiru. The hein hein hamalachim shematzilim oso milachto. Those are the quote unquote the angels that are the shmira shenemar chonimach Hashem sabulir vayichalitzim. That's the Rambam at the end of Perek Vav. Finally, the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah Sefer Torah, at the end of Perek Yud, toward the end of the Perek. So the Rambam talks about the sense of yira and kavod that one should show in the presence of a sefer Torah. The Rambam already mentions earlier in the parak in Halacha Beis, sefer kasha nogin bo kedusha yisera v'kavod gadol. The Rambam starts in Halacha Beis like that. Then the Rambam at the end of the parak, mitzvah Halacha Yod, mitzvah liyached l'sefer Torah makom. This is the idea of an Aron Kodesh. They have a teva, a place where it is. Ulechabed oso makom, to be mechabed the place where the sefer is. Ulehadro yosem idai, and to be mehadir it, show cover to it. Dvarim shebeluchos habris, hein shebechol sefer b'sefer. In other words, the sefer Torah is the whole chamisha chamshei Torah, but the luchos, which are the epitome, this week's parasha, we have Aseres Adibros, Dvam Shebeluchos, hein Shebechol Sefer V'Sefer. So therefore, there's a certain sense of the krisus bris that the luchos represent, that is the edus of the Sefer itself. So, just and just in the next halacha, he continues, he says, the same idea, Kol mi sheyoshav lefnei Sefer Torah, yeshiv b'kovod rosh. If you're sitting in front of the Sefer Torah, this is mamish, the very end of Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah Sefer Torah, you should be sitting with a sense of seriousness, ve'emo pachad, shehu ha'ed ha'neman al kol bo'i olam. It is the edus for everybody. Kol bo'im sounds like the whole world. Shnei b'hayah sham b'chol ha'ed. Nistamat, there's ways to different explanations about the edus is, but maybe one pshat is, the edus is that there's accountability, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach, there's a system, there's a world where there's schar v'onesh. This is what the Torah speaks about all the time, that there's commitment to the mitzvahs, and there's accountability. If you look, listen to the mitzvahs, like we have it even in the parshas of Shema V'Hayim Shemoa. So that's the Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Sefer Torah. So all these Rambams added together just bring out the message that, you know, we should never take mitzvahs in general as melumada, but even within the range of mitzvahs, there are certain mitzvahs that are there for us to be sensitive to, even as we're not actively doing the pu'ula of the mitzvah. You put on the tefillin, but now you just love with tefillin. But that alone, it's already creating a certain impact, and you're connecting with that impact. Mezuzah is just there, but it's being there, so you yotzi the mitzvah, you kavei the mezuzah. But it's not just the fact that we put the mezuzah on the door. It's a reality that now the point of the mitzvah was that when we enter, when we leave, we're sensitive, we are aware that the mezuzah is there, and it's meant to bring us back to a sense of a heightened awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sefer Torah, being in the presence of the Sefer Torah itself, we're not doing a mitzvah right now. Achas kam v'kama, if you're learning from the Sefer Torah, if you're kriyas haTorah, people don't realize, and sure, you know, it's so you know, it's just so much that we're used to things. So, L'maisa, a Sefer Torah is a Sefer Torah. So, in front of a Sefer Torah, so the idea of just being in the presence of a Sefer Torah, there is this reality of a person's being in a certain frame of mind. This is this very basic hashkafa that should be able to inspire us in Etz Hashem on a day-to-day basis. Okay.